Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wayne Garland. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting 9th. The third baseman, John Castano. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning takes first base on ball four. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Golds fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Golds. Manning moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger takes first base on ball four. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley bunts towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. Weiniger moves to second. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first, with Garland covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hara settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds juggles the ball. That's an error on Golds. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-1 in the game. Date hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield strikes out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Castano moves to third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreau hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Garland covering, for the out. Adams moves to third. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Norwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-1 in the game. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Castano strikes out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verizer moves to second. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-2 in the game. Date hits a fly ball into right field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Verizer moves to third. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verizer scores. Bonds moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-2 in the game. Pruitt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonds moves to third. Manning moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonds scores. Manning scores. Pruitt moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-2 in the game. Hara hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field. Dade picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dade. Adams moves to third. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilfong hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bonds hits a pop-up towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Sofield hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Castano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sid Monge now pitching. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiniger. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Weiniger steals second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0-for-3 in the game. Dade hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Landreau hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Morales pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0-for-3 in the game. Hera hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bombo Rivera pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Norwood bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Rivera moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Randall pinch hits for Rick Sofield. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall bunts towards the mound. Monge fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to third. Norwood moves to second. One out. Victor Cruz now pitching. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for John Castano. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score. Cleveland Indians, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.